1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in. The mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, February 2nd. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 8 a.m. in the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field in Wisconsin Rapids. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m., and the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Special Board Meeting will take place at 4 p.m. There will be live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center on Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Pete Revel and friends will be playing in the Art Gallery at the Cultural Center on 8th Street South. The Wisconsin Brass Quintet will have a concert at the Arts Council in Wisconsin Rapids on Thursday. This five-piece brass group is composed of faculty from the Mead-Witter School of Music in Madison. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 11 overnight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow, high of 17, mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 11 below. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Highs level off around 5 above. Friday, under cloudy skies. 30 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Please, from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Hey, Crutey, happy Hump Day. Happy February to you, Evan, on the board. Our fair audience, great to be with every one of you.
You know, I thought we set such a fine example yesterday. I walked in literally to the studio just seconds before the show. Helicoptered in, as they say. But what a fine show it was. So I thought I'd stroll in right here at the last moment today and see if we could pull it off two in a row. So anyways, Dom, here's the question I have for you and for Ebon and everyone that can hear the sound of my voice right now. That means you people. What's worse than wasting $1 million on an election-denying Gableman investigation, Dom?
Oh, Mr. Carter, how about wasting $2 million?
How is this even freaking possible? The newest headlines. Gableman, the Gableman air quotes investigation? $2 million?
Whoo!
That's a lot of lunches at the Chinese buffet. What the hell are the taxpayers on the hook for $2 million for? I mean, seriously.
No, I know.
Can someone add it up for me?
It is. And when we hear Republicans talk about, you know, fiscal responsibility, I mean, we knew that this was a joke, right? I mean, Gableman, he went to go see Cyber Ninjas, right? I mean, Cyber Ninjas actually even did a count. We gave, Biden more votes, but there were some, you know, some travel costs, and there were some, you know, meals and entertainment and mileage, I guess it depends on how you spell it, Republicans. But, you know, Republicans and the megas, they claim to be all about, you know, fiscal responsibility. And at the end of this joke, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said, you know, Gableman was an embarrassment to the state. And, of course, I would say he continues to be. But Voss was the guy that hired him. Voss. And we are still, according to Bill Leaders at themadison.com, we are still on the hook.
Well, I want to read from his reporting, Dom. Many people in Wisconsin are under the impression the disastrous, let's repeat that word, disastrous probe into the state's 2020 presidential election conducted by former state Supreme Court corrupted Justice Michael Gableman is over, as are the costs to the taxpayers. is leaders' rights. They're wrong. You're wrong. If you thought it's over, it ain't over. It ain't over yet. The probe, conducted over 14 months by Gableman at the behest of Assembly Speaker Robin Boss Foss, failed to find any evidence of significant fraud, but it did reveal ample evidence of incompetence on the part of Gableman and his team and the Office of Special Counsel, including multiple spelling errors. Now, I'm not a great speller or speaker. I try not to hold that against others, but I'm not an attorney, Dom.
All right, and you're getting paid $2 million.
Hell, I can't even spell LSAT. It also led to contempt charges against both Voss and Gableman, and to a judge's referral of Gableman to the office that regulates attorney conduct for his disgraceful behavior during a court proceeding.
Yes, let's give that guy money.
Voss, whose name the OCS routinely rendered as Voss, V-O-S-S, there's only one, fired Gableman last August. Spell my name wrong enough times, I'm going to fire you too. After relations between the two had soured, it had soured, Dom, to where Gableman endorsed the speaker's GOP primary opponent. We were there that day. Gableman at a Trump rally on behalf of Adam Steen, running against the Republican speaker that was paying his $2 million and counting salary slash boondoggle slash whatever he's charging up at the Chinese buffet.
Well, it's all about, you know, finding the fraud, Crudy, stopping the steal. I mean, would you not spend any amount of money to ensure that our elections are fair and transparent?
Well, Dom, when they fired the guy, they had only spent $1.1 million, all paid for with taxpayer dollars. State Senator Melissa Agard from Madison said, "I'm glad that Speaker Voss had stopped the bleeding for these tax dollars going to a sham investigation. In fact, the bleeding never stopped. The amount paid by taxpayers now stands at more than $2 million, including nearly $1.5 million in legal fees, according to a report by the WisPolitics.com. It could yet rise by hundreds of thousands more. That is in part because Voss and attorneys over at the OCS are continuing to drag out litigation over the four records-related lawsuits brought by American Oversight, a liberal watchdog group. In one case involving contractor records controlled by Voss, awaits resolution on various issues, including whether American Oversight can recover its in-house counsel fees. Voss is arguing against logic and history that attorneys who work for a group bringing a fight cannot recover their fees, Dom.
Well, you know, Voss has his own way of doing things. I'll jump in here, Curdy. There's more. A second case involving records in Voss's own files is being briefed in the court, circuit court, on attorney's fees. Voss contending the fees are too high, though they are well within the norm. A third case in which a judge ruled in American Oversight's favor and awarded it almost $200,000 in attorney's fees is being appealed over every aspect, including attorney's fees and a contempt finding against the OSC. The group's attorney, Jim Bopp, keep hearing this guy's name, received permission from the court to file a 35,000-word brief, more than three times the usual limit. In this case, according to WisPolitics.com, Assembly Republicans have already spent more fighting a judge's order that they cover legal fees for American Oversight than the $200,000 taxpayers are currently on the hook to pay.
Were we paying James Bopp by the word? 35,000 words, Dom?
I mean, you know, why not?
Now, James, the esteemed attorney, also counsel that kept Marjorie Taylor Greene on the ballot, right? And Bopp is also the one that said of his own client, this effort, this statement by the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Gableman, I believe, about, you know, strongly considering overturning the election from 2 years ago, the already certified election.
Yeah.
Well, even Bopp, his own attorney, said that wasn't feasible. Well, that didn't take 35,000 words.
A fourth case about the preservation of OSC records remains pending. In all of these legal challenges, taxpayers are footing the bill for outside counsel. If American Oversight prevails, which is likely, Taxpayers will have to cover the group's legal costs. All of this could have been avoided if Speaker Voss and OSC had simply followed the law by preserving and providing records of their investigation, says Heather Sawyer, Executive Director at American Oversight.
Not going to do it.
As Bill Leaders concludes, enough already. It's time for Voss and the legislature to truly turn off the spigot of tax dollars flowing into this ill-begotten cause. Or as he starts out the article, disastrous. An ill-begotten, disastrous cause.
And the meter's still running.
By what? By the mega Republican Voss, after taking a flight to go see former President Trump in this whole effort to what? Continue the big push. It's just it was just another angle to push, and Voss went for it. Sure, why not? $2 million? Wow, we got plenty of money here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't worry about it. Ain't my money.
It is technically our money. You and me and the listeners, the taxpayers. It's our freaking money.
Yes, it is, but it ain't his.
You know, and the most grotesque part, I think, from the entirety,
yeah,
is the fact that, of course, Robin Voss is smart enough to know there was no real fraud. He knew that this was a sham investigation in the first place.
Sure.
When he went down to Alabama, the pressure campaign from the former president was really about convincing Voss to, quote-unquote, do the right thing. And they're still pressuring Voss. And they primaried Voss. And hell, they almost took Voss out during the primary, didn't they, Dom? But the,
it was close.
I think the most grotesque thing is Voss always knew better. I mean, your buddy Brantham and the Janelle branch into the world. I think there's some Kool-Aid drinking
some true believers out there. Yeah.
Oh, I think there are. Shea Sortwell's probably in that column. These are all second string backbench Wisconsin Republicans that somehow took over the asylum. Somehow, what, pushed the Speaker of the Assembly aside. Hell, they charged his office down. And Janelle Branchon is running for state senate right now in a special election. She could be your senator real soon.
Represent me, so totally unacceptable. Jody Habish-Sinikin, the sane one in that race.
That would be my thought as well. But, you know, Knodel, Branchon.
But listen, I mean, in some ways, though, you know, Voss actually stopped it. I mean, he started it, so no doubt, you know, he's responsible. He's culpable in this.
I'm sorry,
he could have totally wholeheartedly endorsed Gableman's position that you can, in fact, yes, the legislature can overthrow the will of the people.
He effectively did, because he let it linger. He let it metastasize, this cancer, this stop the steal, when it was beneficial to the base. To engage the base with the big lie. You know what the big lie is? It's financially engaging. It creates ratings for right-wing talk media culture and righty-whitey talk radio. So they're making money. They're making ratings. They're ginning up the base. And they're getting people to show up, Don.
And they're doing so by spending $2 million plus taxpayer dollars
in order to
affect this.
A drop in the bucket compared to what they would spend of taxpayer dollars to, what, just fight telling the truth, exposing the records. Because the investigation, Brimington, I think, was the judge that said, there was no freaking investigation.
There was no investigation.
Do anything for the money except fight with other lawyers with misspelling and badly written briefs. Come back. We're the devil's advocates. I'm not going to hold the spelling against them, though.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underle said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 14 overnight under clear skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 23. Lows around 6 below tomorrow night. Mainly clear. Single digits above zero Friday. Low 30s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, I'd just like to steal your time. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who. I heard you weren't hearing the music, so I will sing it to you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You want to do a little duet?
No, I do not. I like to keep the audience that we have.
Tom, we've got fine guests coming. I don't even think we've mentioned we got fine guests.
No, he's got it. That made the headline. I mean, this Gableman investigation, quote-unquote, investigation over 2 million and counting. It kind of took over, man. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
We've got Joe Sopecki, a fine Dim strategist, friend of ours, Coach Joe. He's got lots of titles. Vegas Joe. Depends on the mood we're in, mostly. But Joe Sopecki, a friend of ours, joining us real, real soon. You can join us right now, 844-967-2789. Later in the big show, in the happier happy hour, Dom, you'll all be happy to know we've got fine former U.S. Attorney James Santel, host of his own fine show, Morning Cannolis, you know, Saturdays 9 to 11, right here on the Civic Media Network. But more importantly, in the happier happy hour, right here on the Devil's Advocates, you know, with us, Dom and Crute.
And if you're, lots to talk about.
If you're new to this show, well, we love the guests. We do love you most, you being the audience. And we love, you know, talking to you, busting your balls, doing what we do here. It's sort of an open format town hall each and every day. I'm going to say the phone number one more time for you, and then we're going to crack some more heads around here. 844-967-2789. Dom, you know, little made-for-radio event? Question mark? A little Supreme Court candidate forum? Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly. Now, you've heard a couple of his ads around here, Dom. Super packed ads, at least in support of the man. The contemptuous, the wanker appointed, never was very good, but he's trying again. Dan Kelly, that guy, says he was burned by Justice Hagedorn and will not endorse Jennifer Doro if she wins the primary.
What? Come on, that's the headline here. They're just in disarray, baby.
Let me read just briefly from the reporting here at the Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly is refusing to say if he would endorse his conservative opponent if she advances in the February primary. The long-awaited Rebecca Clayfish endorsement of Tim Michaels Michaels is still waiting.
Right?
Kind of like waiting for a Trump concession speech. It's never going to come.
Never going to happen. But here's the thing. That says a lot about what is going on in that party. I know we joke about it, say it's a disarray, but when you have your two top candidates in the primary beating each other up and then not endorsing, not talking to each other after the fact, come on. I mean, there's a little bit of angst in the locker room, I guess.
Well, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, in turn, said she would endorse Kelly if he advances to face a liberal candidate in April, but accused two of his surrogates of attacking her in recent weeks. The comments came Tuesday at a forum for the conservative Supreme Court candidates hosted by the Republican Women in Greater Milwaukee and Greendale, moderated by Whitey Righty talk radio host Dan O'Donnell. Doro and Kelly are running against two liberals, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell and Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasewicz, for a seat being vacated by conservative Justice Patience Rogensack. The outcome, Dom, could change the ideological makeup of the court, could change the soul of the state of Wisconsin. It's now a 4-3 conservative majority. I'd like to see that change, buddy.
Crudy, for most of the evening, Doro and Kelly put their energy into attacking Protasewicz, who has raised the most money and released the first television ads in the race. And when we say the most money, the AP is reporting she's raised more than her other three opponents combined. Both called Protasewicz dangerous for Wisconsin and criticized her for being open about her pro-choice beliefs. Let's jump down. But Tuesday was also the first time the two conservatives showed any public sign of disloyalty to each other. Kelly said he was burned by his endorsement of Justice Brian Hagedorn, who was elected to the Supreme Court in April of 2019 as a conservative, but has sided with the liberal minority on some key cases, including upholding Biden's win in Wisconsin and rejecting Trump's lawsuit. Hagedorn did side with conservatives to block Evers' push to shut down the 2020 elections because of the coronavirus and to uphold many of the legislators' lame duck laws. Apparently, that's not enough for Dan Kelly. Still, Kelly said he can't endorse Doro because Hagedorn has not followed through on his promise to be a judicial conservative. The quote from Kelly.
Do it in your most pompous voice, please, so it resembles his.
I had to apologize to countless, hundreds of people, and I won't be put in that position again. This is not politics. This is about the court. I will promote judicial conservatism in any way I can. I don't want to go to the people again and say I endorse a candidate when you don't know what that candidate will do.
So, what's the flip side of that equation, Dom? Is he going to go endorse Mitchell or Protasewicz? Right. Of course, he's just going to take his ball and go home, right?
That's fine with me. Sure, that's fine. If you don't, Republicans, if you don't want them, you don't like them, just stay home.
A little bit more here, Dom. Doro said if Kelly comes through the primary, he'll unequivocally have her support, but quickly added the Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Shelley Grogan and Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Grassel Bradley, you know, the bad Bradley, have both endorsed Kelly, have turned on her. I won't do that. It's not judicial. And I'm not going to take the chance to take someone out so that the left can win this election. We need to win this. We need to win this based on momentum, experience. Here's where she throws herself a bone. A fresh face based on what all of you saw of me last October.
Oh, there we go. Playing it up.
She, of course, is the celebrity judge in the Waukesha Christmas parade tragedy. And the soon-to-be proprietor of a Suds and Shoots. Like a gun range with the bar. It seems like a great idea. Come back with us. I got a great idea. Let's bring Joe Sopecki, our good friend, a dim strategist, good guy, right here on the Devil's Advocates. Don't know if we're calling him Vegas or Coach or Joe.
The Shaw 101 News Talk and Sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A 70s and 80s rock tribute band with local ties is returning to the area to celebrate their 10th anniversary. Rising Phoenix will be performing at the Fallback in Kellner on February 4th. The group is comprised of lead singer Matt Burnt from Oshkosh, bass player Josh Escher from Appleton, our very own Todd Ashbeck from Wisconsin Rapids on lead guitar and vocals, drummer Jerry Anderson from Marshfield, and guitar player Craig Mitchell from Hancock. See them February 4th at the Fallback in Kellner. The federal COVID-19 emergency declarations are set to end in May. This means control over things like testing and vaccines will be handed over to the pharmaceutical companies instead of the federal government. While it only costs around $3 to make, Moderna plans to increase the price of the COVID-19 vaccine 400% to $130 per shot. That cost will soon fall on the consumer or insurance companies for those who have coverage. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 11 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow, high of 17, mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 11 below. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Highs level off around 5 above. Friday, under cloudy skies. 30, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
So I don't think I can divulge that information yet. You're going to have to come back in your next iteration for the answer to that question.
And who is the guy? Mike, our pal over on the Sunday morning show on WISN.
It was Mike Goucher.
Mike Goucher was also ice bucket challenged by Mary Burke, if I recall. Yeah.
It was a right, a left, and a right down the middle. Playing it straight, old Mike Goucher.
Oh, I wasn't the guy right down the middle?
No, you weren't.
The other memory, and this is something I really lobbied for quite hard. A ride on the Burke bus. The campaign bus. You got a bus. You rented a bus. You took me on the bus. And then Joel's like, sorry, man, you got to get off the bus here. I'm like, I didn't get on the bus here.
Yeah, hold on. So Prudy gets on the bus along with some other distinguished members of the Wisconsin Journalism Corps. And we start trucking down the road. And the reporters get an opportunity to ask the candidate some questions. And they have a nice conversation. And then when the ride is over, the candidate gets off the bus. The other members of the press corps get off the bus, and Crudy is just chopping it up with me. And at some point, I'm like, "Hey man, like I got places to be. You got to go. Like you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here." And he just looks at me and he goes, "Well, I need a ride back to my car." At which point, I said, "Look out the window, bro. We're right back in the parking lot where we started." He had no clue where he was.
I was engrossed in the interview with the compelling Mary Burke.
He was like, wait, you're just going to strand me out here in the wilds? Like, no, man, I didn't get to Highway 29 and kick you out. You were probably 30 steps from your car at that point.
It felt like more. And I got to say, sadly, the last thing I remember about, well, one more. When Elizabeth Warren came to town, she is a hell of a sidekick on the stump.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Warren, that was my first opportunity to see this senator up close and personal. I think UW-Milwaukee. I mean, she freaking hopped up on a desk like those guys in the videos, jumping high. I swear she's got a 40-inch vertical. And then she stuck out her hand like Mary Burke's supposed to levitate up on that desk with her. And she kind of tugged Mary up on the desk.
Box jump with me.
I remember that, and I remember the evening at the Overture Center. Unfortunately, the night of the returns coming in, and Dom and I, we had made some friends across the street at Paul's Bar. Tony Capella and our boys from Five Nights we met night. But Mary gave the best speech of the entire campaign. I felt like in concession, sadly. I felt like that was the Mary Burke. That person had the... You know, it's so hard in these campaigns, Joe. I have no idea. I can't tell you I know what that's like, because I don't. But I can tell you that Mary Burke should have been our governor, the woman that gave that speech that night. She was humble. She was very chief executive. I did vote for her. But you know what I mean? I would have voted for her four times had I seen that speech earlier in the campaign.
I will just remind you that it can also be said that the best speech of the Al Gore campaign was in concession after the Supreme Court ruled. The best moment of the John Kerry campaign was after he lost to W in 2004. There's something about the stakes, it being over, that changes the way I think we as viewers perceive political communication. Because as soon as we know they're not asking for my vote anymore, I think we all tend to hear it a little bit differently. So I appreciate that you enjoyed that speech. We were certainly proud of that speech, but we were also really proud of her convention speech in 2014. But I also think, political oratory has both a receiver and a deliverer, and that's my.
But don't you also think? And that's a great point, Joe. Certainly, but as the person giving the speech, whoever the losing candidate, you know, a weight has been lifted in some regard, right? You're no longer on the campaign trail. The unknowns are now known, and I think that also kind of changes some people's perspective as they're speaking.
Joe, totally. I didn't.
Hi Dom.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, I didn't mean to take you down memory lane, but since
we're I didn't know it was my last time on Devil Radio.
It is your last time on Devil Radio, ever, unless you're talking about our Twitter handle, the Devil's Advocates. It's at Devil Radio, so you can continue to be at Devil Radio. It just means something different.
Well, you couldn't pay Elon Musk $8 for a check mark and a different Twitter handle.
You know, we never got blue checked under the last system. It'd be easier. You know, I don't even tweet, so that's all on Dom, kind of. But Joe, let me ask you something. You were obviously there, and perhaps the low moment of the Mary Burke campaign, from an outsider's perspective, was the accusations of plagiarism that weren't fully flushed out in the press. All they really said is, Mary Burke, what do you think about plagiarism? Your campaign's been accused of plagiarism. And it was somebody on the campaign, you'd probably know the story better than I, accused of plagiarizing his own work from prior campaign work. And Mary was asked the question, and it didn't come off well. And it seemingly was a momentum changer in the race. And Joe, you and I were friends, at least media acquaintances at that time. And, you know, I owed you one. And you called me in September, and you said, Crudy, I'd really like to get Mary Burke on the show today. And it was the first time you'd ever made a call like that, to me at least. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'd love to, Joe, but it's my wife's, let's say, 22nd birthday. And and we're out of state, and we can't do it today. We don't have a show to offer you, Joe. We've worked awfully hard to change the complexity of the media environment. Do you think that changes things from a candidate's point of view? I mean, it would be a different creature. If Don McCrute were gone, we'd have several other shows to offer.
Yeah.
We'd have a statewide network. There'd be, really, it could be a round-robin campaign. It could be Mary in the morning, Mary at midday, Mary in the afternoon. Yeah. And I'm sure there will come a time when civic media gets that phone call. Maybe not from you, but maybe a friend of all of ours.
Yeah, so, I think maybe they've put me out to pasture. I don't think anybody's asking me to work on their gubernatorial campaign anytime soon.
You're out there grazing now, Joe. But so here's the point. How important is the availability of a response platform? We were talking about the Supreme Court being moderated, a Supreme Court race today being moderated by a Righty Whitey talk radio host.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And I would encourage every candidate for every office to avail themselves of this incredible platform that you guys have built and are still building and working to expand into every corner of the state, to know that you have the ability to get your message into the ears and in front of the eyes of the voters is really, really important. There are other mediums that are doing this kind of work, like UpNorthNewsWI.com, which is a website that has content that takes content from, you know, progressive voices who you may not necessarily hear from the traditional mainstream or lamestream media. So whether it's digital publications, whether it is radio, whether it is podcasts, having an opportunity, a place to go to get your message out, both in a rapid response environment or just, you know, news of the week, is fantastic. And I tip my cap if it wouldn't knock my earphones off at this point.
Joe, Joe Zepecki, our good friend, a fine dim strategist and friend of ours. The spring elective cycles, these Supreme Court races, I've always thought that, you know, Republicans have this tremendous advantage. They got 81 right-wing talk radio stations. And the Dems do a great job in presidential years. And they do a okay job in the midterm years. And they haven't always done very well in the non-presidential years. And the two examples I can think of are Hagedorn and Prosser. So, Joe, how important is it that we even let people know there's a Supreme Court race going on right now, and this is perhaps one of the more important races? And we always say that, but this one really is kind of a big deal, is it not, Joe?
It absolutely is. And I, you know, I talk to national reporters, national, you know, columnists and folks who are trying to get an understanding of the landscape here in Wisconsin with some regularity by virtue of the work I've done and the work I do. And the way that I describe the landscape these days is very different than how I did it 5 years ago. I think five, 6 years ago, we all sort of went into these spring statewide elections feeling like Republicans, conservatives started with a little bit of an advantage. I think we have really changed that. That has changed for a couple of reasons. Number one is, you know, the change in voter alignment based on college degree. There are more college-educated folks who are identifying themselves with the Democratic Party. It has to do with the growth of Madison, not just in terms of raw population, but also in terms of Democratic performance. That is the place where you guys have been the longest and have been the loudest and have been really, really well received over the last almost 10 years. And I do think, third, we have figured out how to more effectively get our message in front of the voters. And so for all of those reasons, I now come into a spring election like this, and I feel a lot better than I did 5, 6, 7 years ago. Now, listen, it doesn't happen on its own, and don't anybody rest on your laurels. We got to get out there and we got to participate both in February and in April. And the reason to do it is, as you said, Crudy, it's all on the line. Every election is important, but when you think about what we all would have walked across hot coals in protest of and for last time, reproductive freedom for women, right? The creeping threat of authoritarianism, of neo-fascism, where people are trying to say your vote doesn't matter. If we, the elected Republicans, think that we should win an election, we're just going to decide we win an election. That's not who we are. That's not who this state is. And the control of the state's highest court is going to impact those issues about democracy, about women's reproductive freedom, and so many more for years to come. It is not an exaggeration to say, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's the most important election of our lifetimes, but I'm going to tell you, it is the most important spring election in the last 15 years, no question.
Joe, you kind of mentioned it, but I give you the fourth one and articulate it specifically. The megas, the Republicans, you know, the Charlottes, you know, the white nationalists, the anti-choice people. And, you know, Donald Trump has laid all that bare. He's given them all permission. That's all happened in the last 5 or 6 years. So I think there's also a visceral reaction, not only to, you know, the mega mindset, but certainly the practical part of what that means, and that is, you know, overturning Roe v. Wade. There are practical implications to all of that, and I think, you know, the majority of people, 50% plus one, certainly are not down with fascism. Joe, we got about 45 seconds left in this segment. What do you think?
I would just say amen. That the only force in the world more strong than that is us, is we the people. And we just have to remember that the last 5 years, the last however it is, 7 years, have really crystallized that and focused it. We got to stay sharp. We can't let off the gas. Get out there and vote this spring. I'm sticking around. I don't care what you say. One more segment.
Joe Zepecki's last appearance ever on Devil Radio. We'll extend it by one segment, but one segment only. We got Jim Santel coming soon.
We're not pulling anybody. We're the devil.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Media.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You don't
know my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 14. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Highs level off around 23. 6 below tomorrow night, mainly clear. Mainly clear Friday with a high of 6 above. 33 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you follow us on the socials at Devil Radio on Twitter and on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio.
Did we mention Joe Sapecki sticking around? Whether we
one more time!
Last appearance ever on the Devil Radio, fella.
Better make it a good one. No pressure.
Pressure's not on us. We're always good. We do this every day. We're pros. You're the touch and go kind of guy. You know,
all right, well, throw it at the grab bag. What do you got? Lay it on me. Hit me.
Well, let's talk about the Supreme Court race. Dom's been talking about a Republican Party in disarray. The conservatives are eating their own. Joe, I say, have at, boys and girls.
Yeah, after last fall, what I said was the Republican Party remains divided and the Democratic Party is united. We saw that. I think the clearest display of that was right around that August primary, where Republicans were at each other over the Michaels v. Clayfish primary. Democrats reuniting behind Mandela Barnes. Here we are, fast forward from August of last year to February of this year. They still haven't figured it out. You got, you know, Kelly saying he's not going to endorse Doro. Doro saying she will endorse Kelly. But boy, are his supporters being mean to her. It's a Republican Party that is sort of now seeing the cost of Donald Trump. That's what I would ascribe it to. We talked a little bit before the break. There's one of the, I think, right-wing trolls titled, "Everything Trump Touches Dies." It was only a matter of time before Trump's rot festered down all the way to state political parties that had been historically strong. The Republican Party of Wisconsin historically had its act together when you look at the last 15, 20 years. That you can't say that anymore. They're a mess because they have sort of abdicated their principles in name, to worship at the altar of the almighty orange god king.
If that's the case, Joe, they didn't have the principles to begin with. It was all a charade.
I disagree with that. I think 20 years ago, 10 years ago, Republicans stood for something to a far greater degree than they do today. They've made different choices. And I'm not even suggesting they don't have principles or values. I'm just saying they decided to make choices, right, that minimized those values and diminished them.
Much like Devil Radio, the Republican Party is dead.
I don't know, man. I think Donald Trump couldn't pull this out of them if it wasn't already there to start with, Joe. You know what I mean? If Donald, I didn't get pulled into the stop the steal thing, man. You know what I mean? I think they are culpable for this, man. As much as Donald Trump is, they willingly went along with this. And you can, if you set your principles aside to worship at the altar of the orange god, then those aren't really principles, man. That's the point of a principle. You keep it even when times are tough, even when the political winds are against you. That is a principle. If everything else is malleable, it's not a principle.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to impart to you and our dear listeners is that the most important, like the most powerful force in the world, is the human mind. It can convince itself of basically anything. It can justify anything. And the stories we tell ourselves are maybe the most powerful of all. And I'm just here to tell you that the same evangelical Christians who were all in for compassionate conservatism under George W. Bush, when Donald Trump strode across the stage, they still believed in the things that led them to support compassionate conservatism. They just decided, a choice I'm willing to make for the outcomes I think are most likely under this president is to set some of that aside. And that was the first step. And that was easier than, you know, and then once you're on that path, it gets harder and harder to extricate yourself. And you have to sort of continually justify why you were on this path to begin with. And before long, it's 7 years later, you look behind you, you've lost your way, but you're still trying to tell yourself, no, I really care about these things. I've always cared about these things. It just turns out that those of us who aren't in the swamps with them can look at them and go, man, you have strayed an awful long way. And the cost of it is now hitting Republicans and conservatives because their own party can't get it together. Because there are people in the Republican Party here in Wisconsin who never left their principles, who said they were never Trump, who said, you know what, Rebecca Clayfish, very conservative, not a crazy person, not willing to sell out to Donald Trump. That's who I'm going to stick with. And when Tim Michaels said, you know what, I'm going to come in and I'm going to buy this thing and I'm going to sell my soul to Donald Trump, the people who were with Clayfish were awfully hacked off about that, and rightly so. And now you've got, right, and this is where the politics gets messy, right? Like within that Kelly versus Doro fight, you've got a lot of the Michaels and Trump folks around Doro, and you've got a lot of the Walker Clayfish folks around Kelly. Guess what? They still might as well be a couple of cats in a cloth sack wrestling and spitting and hissing. And from my standpoint, I just go, hand me the popcorn, man. Let's see. Because I want them fighting with each other because it's less time they have to fight us.
Bill Leader's reporting today, the Gableman investigation, Joe Zepecki, our fine guest, Zepecki Communications, the $2 million and counting, still have some court cases out there, just spending the money like drunken sailors, Joe, the fiscal Republicans. But I think this is another example of that. You know, at first it was Voss and then Gableman, and they had a little breakup, and that was, of course, after Trump pressured Voss and this whole thing. This seems to be the case no matter where you look in this Republican Party right now, Joe.
Yeah, they've lost the plot, right? What is the policy agenda? Well, in the 2020 National Republican Convention, they decided we don't have a platform anymore. Whatever that orange guy says, that's what we're for, right? I agree or disagree, and in my case, it's almost entirely disagree with the Scott Walker policy agenda. He had public policies that he was trying to do, right? But now they are a party that I think is pretty devoid of ideas. And so when they don't have ideas, they don't have public policy fixes to the challenges that we face, they are, you know, still playing a game of personalities and sound bites and cheap, you know, bumper sticker sloganeering. And that is no substitute for governing, for having a true North Star. And yeah, hey, that's their problem. It's of their own making. So I'll leave them to sort it out. I know what Democrats stand for.
Come on, man. Scotty Wanker was 50 plus one. And if he had policy proposals, he lied to the people about them, other than I'm going to kill the train. I mean, that's not a proposal. That's an anti-proposal. I'm against progress. I mean, Scott Walker, it was about three terms in before the guy ever had a policy proposal. And even then, he was running away from them because he was pivoting towards a presidential run. You know that. I know that. Just wanted to win over some Christian conservatives in Iowa. Never had any guiding character, that son of a...
So you're saying these people were nihilists, Donnie?
Something like that. You know, Joel, we launched WRD 6 years ago today.
Happy birthday, boys.
Couple days.
Love you. Miss you. Thanks for having me back for one last ride with the Devil Radio crew.
Kill him.
I hope you'll have me back, whatever the heck we're calling you a week from now.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll have you on the country stick, Joe. Country Joseph.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.